Hey everybody, welcome to Little Monsters Movie Podcast. I'm Dino.
Hey group, I'm Ted.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ready for a turd?
Oh, turd is
Turd is the word.
Turd is the word. Oh my god, we're gonna be doing some ripping so bad here.
We kinda misled everybody last week though. We said we were gonna do Halloween 3 Season of the Witch.
We did say this, but
Dino watched it and absolutely hated it.
I lost 2 hours of my life. I'll never get back, and I'm kind of very upset about it.
I watched it, you know, maybe a couple years ago, and I don't remember hating it, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't a Halloween.
No, I understand. It's not about Michael Myers. It's a movie on its own. it's a movie of its own, but
right,
it sucked crap.
The point was,
I know the point.
Yeah, I mean, because they were trying to do something besides, they wanted to do like a couple different Halloween every year, but have it be a different story.
Right. Take Michael Myers out of
the picture. Totally failed, though.
Yeah, and you know what? Take that aside and just think of it as a horror movie. It was just so bad. I mean, I understand.
The masks look cool, though.
The masks were cool, but yeah.
3 more days till Halloween.
Oh, and the silver shamrocks, man. Nonstop every 5 minutes going and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand the premise. I know what was going on, but it was just, it was so terrible, so badly made.
So when Dino contacted me and said, there's no way we're doing this movie.
Yeah.
I said, well, we still have to, you were suggesting a couple others, but I said, you know, we said we were going to do the franchises for the month of October.
And we were going to try to pick the worst ones.
We haven't done the big Halloween franchise yet. So I said, the next worst one in the franchise is probably Halloween Resurrection, which I hadn't seen in a dog's age. You said you had never seen it.
No.
And I said, let's do that one.
And we pretty much, so I lost four hours of my life this weekend.
But the better thing about this movie is...
It's a bit better, yeah.
Well, the only thing that's better about it, number one, Katie Sackhoff's in it from Battlestar Galactica. And number two, at least Michael Myers is in this. So, whereas if we had done Halloween 3, the main dude from Halloween wouldn't have even been in that movie.
Right.
So at least, you know, the Chucky movie had Chucky, the Freddy movie had Freddy,
man.
The Jason movie kind of, sort of had Jason in it for a little while.
Yeah.
And this one at least has Michael Myers in it.
But let me tell you,
I really can't say anything else good about it, except I thought Busta Rhymes was kind of cool.
Oh god, Busta Rhymes was so terrible in this movie.
I don't know. He's
I guess I can see where you get some humor out of it and crack up laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
I'm not saying he's got, you know.
He's a bit bad.
He's not got like Marlon Brando chops or anything. Just
no, not at all. I would not say so. He was terrible. His acting sucked.
Well, he didn't act. He was Busta Rhymes.
He was Busta Rhymes.
He just did like what Will Smith does in every movie. He's Will Smith.
Oh my god! Yeah, it was just terrible. I mean,
so this. But to really understand Halloween Resurrection, you got to kind of know Halloween.
Other than Halloween, I mean, we love Michael Myers. I've always loved the character. It's been great. That's why.
Yeah, let's rip it up.
He's a part of Halloween every year.
After the
but
first one,
it's number one.
Leave 1978. It at number one, and everything else is shite.
It's a shame, man, what they did to that character.
I'm a fan. I've watched them all. I've probably owned them all at some point. Whether it's DVD, I got them Blu-ray. But so I started watching H2O last night. I watched that.
Yeah.
And I said, this movie sucks ass. Because number one, you have Jamie Lee Curtis, who's basically just a functional alcoholic in the whole movie.
Right.
And the mask that Michael wears is horrible. Everything in that movie is horrible.
Oh, God, I can't wait to talk about
Cool
Resurrection.
LL Cool J is horrible.
Oh, man.
And it ended in a way that should have ended the franchise. If you don't remember, they showed at the beginning of Resurrection. There's a big car accident. Michael's pinned between a car and a log. The car's catching on fire. She takes, an axe and just chops his head right off. Cut. Movie ends.
Right.
That's it. You know?
Yeah.
She killed him. It's done.
Supposedly.
But, you know, this movie, H2O I'm talking about,
yeah,
which came out in 98, made a lot of money. Not, you know, Avatar money. But for a horror film, it made good money. And
playing off of Michael Myers.
Let's make another one.
It's what they do every movie.
And I liked how I actually liked, to an extent, Halloween 4. I thought Halloween 4 was...
First
one is probably the next best one.
Yeah. Well, I liked 1. I liked 2.
And 5...
4 was pretty good.
4 was pretty good. 5... I mean, I like the idea of the little girl. If you remember Jamie Lloyd, she was the daughter of Laurie Strode.
Yeah.
And Laurie Strode died in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like how in this film, H2O. I'm still talking about H2O. I didn't talk about Resurrection. H2O sort of retconned it a little bit where you could go either way. Evidently, when they were originally making H2O, they were going to put some info in there, you know, just mention Jamie Lloyd. So that way it's almost like, you know, Laurie Strode's character went into hiding, never died in a car accident, had this daughter, and decided to go into hiding, leave her with family, maybe to protect her, and she got a new identity and a new life somewhere else in the country. And so in H2O, they never mention Jamie Lloyd, but they do mention that she, you know, they show a newspaper clipping, you know, died in car crash.
Did you say Jamie Lloyd?
I'm sorry, Laurie Strode.
Jamie Lee Curtis, sorry. And Laurie Strode.
I know,
Jamie
man. Strode. Whoa.
We're having a hangover from the movie.
Yeah.
But anyways.
PTSD, man. Post-traumatic stress. So, I mean, but you could still look at H2O as still fitting in with 4, 5, and 6, but it mentions that Michael hasn't been around for 20 years, so you kind of have to disregard 4, 5, and 6, and I hate when movies do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of the story, you know, the Jason movies pretty much recognized up to a point, up until like 8 or whatever, what came before.
Right.
And, you know, the Chucky movies pretty much, well, did the same thing for the most part.
Right.
They never totally forgot what came before. I don't like when movies do that. So the H2O ends with Michael being decapitated, and that should have been it. You know, it wasn't a great movie. It's a stupid movie, a suck movie. But it at least put a capper on it, yep. and that was it. You know, you got what you got. But, you know, they decided to make a little bit more money a few years later, and let's make another crappy Halloween movie.
And let's draw in Jamie Lee Curtis, who stars, or doesn't star in the movie. She plays a minor role in the very
beginning.
She
actually lobbied in the H2O movie. She wanted John Carpenter back, and she wanted everybody back, and she was pretty instrumental in getting that movie going.
Yeah.
And she was only required by contract to do a 30-second cameo in this film. Could have been the dumbest little thing. But evidently she liked the idea so much, and she decided, I want to do a larger part in this movie.
So they gave her a few more minutes.
Yeah. And it starts off with her, after a little flashback of the previous film.
Right.
It starts off with, and I got to say, they really deus ex machina the whole hell out of this to explain how Michael got his head cut off and his
lots of details they really get so into it starts it, which off I guess they need to
but. Right, so they show in this flashback Michael kills one of the paramedics and puts the mask on him and he's in the body bag, the paramedic, and it's that paramedic that was trapped in between the car and the log, and that's the one who she cut his head off, and it wasn't really Michael Myers. And then you think, well, why didn't the guy say, hey, I'm not Michael, help me, when he's reaching out his hand? Well, Michael had crushed his you know, larynx so he couldn't talk. And
he didn't kill him, but he got his larynx.
Also, his larynx is, I mean, isn't he going to also have a problem breathing, you know, swelling and whatnot?
I would think
probably
so.
Probably be dead before this whole thing happens.
You would think so.
But yeah, there it is. So they retconned the hell out of that. I mean, and you watch the beginning of Resurrection, you go,
what in the heck
bullshit
is going on? Yeah, I know.
Bullshit. It
makes no sense.
And it just makes you hate the movie from the beginning.
Yeah.
So there it is. So it starts off with Laurie Strode in an insane asylum.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis reprising her role as
Laurie
Strode, and she's, and I love how the nurse comes in. I shouldn't be using I love when this or that because this I hate everything about this movie. Yes, the nurse comes in and gives her pills, and you know, she's just acting all, you know,
catatonic.
And you love how she's explaining to the other nurse not to say anything. Don't say anything.
Don't act like you know.
Yeah, don't act like you know.
Oh, and I love how they say that. I mean, she's in here, number one, the guilt from killing that dude, cutting his head off. And two, she's scared to death that, you know, Michael's not dead. He's going to come after her again.
Right.
And they tell her, the veteran nurse is telling the new nurse, that, you know, the
doctor, I was just saying that.
Yeah, the doctor thinks that she's a suicide, you know, case. Now, let me tell you something. I've said it before. I am a nurse. I work in the medical field. If someone is suicidal, you don't leave them in a room that has glass where they're going to be able to break the glass easy and cut themselves. She has coat hangers in the closet where she could kill herself, hang herself. She's wearing a robe with a tie thing that she could hang herself with. Everything in this room is a freaking weapon.
Murder trap.
To kill yourself.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
And they don't make sure she swallows her pills. Because she's got a whole doll filled with them.
Yeah, she. Well, she's acting like she's, and then she does spit the pill out, and she puts it in the back of her doll that's filled up with like 100 pills. She never takes the pills. But I did love how the nurse tells her not to say anything, and when she does come in, she starts talking about her.
Yeah.
In front of her. It's like, you forgot what you were saying there a minute ago, but
And she's always seeing visions of Michael, like in the glass and outside and things like that. So
yeah, there is a cool scene where she looks out and she does see him down there. So
yeah.
She's had it hard.
And
but
I don't know. I mean, and in the second Halloween, okay, if we forget, let's forget 4, 5, and 6, just like this movie wants us to do.
Exactly.
Let's forget it.
Yes, let's forget.
At the end of 2, he burned up.
Right.
Every time we see Michael, hands look like my hands. You can see the eyes, nothing. No burns.
In this movie, all his hands look like they've been
soaking in
palm olive.
You're soaking
Why are you soaking your hands in there, Marge?
Oh, Marge, what are you?
Yeah, palm olive.
You're soaking.
You're soaking it.
And,
yeah, beautiful creamed up hands.
So there you go.
Doesn't look like he had a rough day of work in his life.
No, and where's he always finding the baggy jumpsuits?
And the mask in this movie is terrible with it.
The mask got all burnt up. Where are you finding another one?
And it's a full head of hair.
Yeah.
Well, he probably went out and got another one of his masks because they have masks?
I mean, every Mr. Funds and hostile. So there's a security guard. He's walking around outside, sees the gates open. Gets startled by
a patient who
got loose. Wearing a clown mask.
He's wearing a clown mask and he's pretending he's John Wayne Gacy.
And the guy's like obsessed with serial killers.
He tells them when he's born.
What they did, how many they killed.
Killed this on this date and that and that.
Right.
And took a crap
and it's 6 o'clock a.m. Harold, let's get him back
in his spinach and for dinner.
Yeah.
And every detail in this
And this place is so dank and grody and I mean, it's a horror movie. You got to have, the same sounds be dank and grody and hoary. But in real life, it's just...
Yeah,
they're going to go get this dude back to his room. You know, he's scattered. They did. And then they're looking in the cameras and they see Michael walk by. But because he's wearing a mask,
even though
that other dude is fat as a porker and Michael is pretty tall and lean, Harold or Gerald
I don't even know the
Biff,
names of the
Steve,
people
whoever
because
he
is, I don't want to remember
got loose
them
again.
At all.
Let's go down in the spooky cellar
today.
And go get him. And in the cellar, I love it, where the
poking the skeleton skull back there.
Where's the, and they go down into the basement.
They go in the basement.
Boiler room. And there's a Pepsi machine and a snack machine.
Everything.
I like that. And the guy's got to stop. The fat security guard that got spooked. I skipped dinner. I got to get a snack cake.
Yeah, everything is just so easy for Michael Myers.
There's not one scare.
Just the fact that
when it's all coming.
He's going by the machine and the other guy goes, okay, I'll go see.
Yep,
so you know it's coming.
You know, he's dead.
Let him by himself, And
because he's walking
around.
Hear
a scream and holler. Because
he hears a scream. Walks in the back by the machine, sees the light screwing around. Here's a thud thud in the machine, the washing machine. Clothes are going around. Or there's a dryer or whatever.
There's a scene here, too, that I just don't get.
I wonder if we're both thinking the same thing.
Probably, yeah. I mean, he looks in the dryer, he opens it up, and there's a head in there. And as he backs up, does he do?
Trips over the body.
The body
that he didn't see.
He didn't see that was 2 feet away. From the dryer that the head was in.
Oh, I know.
I
mean, do you see how, Michael, just lowers himself one hand? He did this in H2O as well.
Yeah.
What is he doing? Just doing, a one-arm chin lift and...
Let me give props to just that in the movie. Michael Myers coming down, with
people
a one-arm...
Did people like that or something? And that's why they did it again? The one-arm pull down?
Well,
the body just laying... And he didn't see it before? Blood all
crazy.
Stop the podcast. Stop
it. I'm almost ready to hit stop.
Let's talk about our day.
Talk.
I think that's. See, I'm gonna go. On
no, we can
here.
Keep going off on.
Oh yeah,
keep,
we're
we can
gonna,
keep
gonna
going
do it
because
we promised you.
Yes.
And you know what? I know this franchise has its fans. You know, there's people.
No,
there's gonna be some young kid out there that thinks this is a good movie.
And they're gonna be
junior.
Going,
you need
what
to learn
are you
better.
Talking about man? Why are you ripping on this movie? But you know what? It sucks.
I'm telling you what. I know, we're both married men and have families. I'm married. And besides that, and working, I also go to school. I'm always in school. And I got a little boy at home and a daughter at kindergarten.
And I twist yarn by the yard.
Oh, what I'm getting at is I don't got time to watch these stupid movies. I do it for the podcast.
Not no more.
But when I want to watch a movie, I got no time to sit there and pop in some crap movie that I know ain't no damn good.
Well, it was our fault for saying we're going to pick the worst of the franchise. You know what? I mean,
could the originals have been done to death.
I know. And you know what? We're still going to have fun with this movie.
We didn't put our spin on them.
But I hope you're having fun listening to this. But
Feel our pain.
Hey, we're right back to good movies. We're going to do a Near Dark next week. Good vampire movie, so you're going to love that.
If you've never seen it, you got to watch it before we talk about it.
Oh, watch Near Dark. Great fantastic. Vampire.
Bill Paxton, Lance Henriksen. Who else is in it?
Oh, I forget the girl's name.
Oh, but
the
she's
blonde.
Beautiful. Oh. The chick from Aliens. It's like an Aliens reunion. Bishop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hudson and Vasquez.
And the little
tough guy chick.
And the boy. Chick. The boy. The vampire boy. From... Wasn't he from In Children of the Corn, I'm thinking?
No.
He wasn't in one of those? No. Okay, nevertheless, when we watch...
Well, you know what?
We'll go over the movie again and we'll figure it out.
But yeah, it's like an Aliens...
Great. But that girl in that, I had such a crush on her when I was that movie
she's
was
beautiful.
Out.
And I don't think she did, but like one or two movies maybe, and that was it.
Yeah.
What is her name?
I don't know. But anyway,
we'll find out. But she's.
But yeah, that was cool when he does pull down on one hand. I give you that. So. But then
I mean, but what was he doing? Like laying like horizontal with the ceiling?
Yeah, because him just doing that one-arm pull-up must have meant his whole hot body was hanging. I think his body was hanging. The body was laying on the floor, and his security guard didn't see nothing, but he heard it.
Well, he didn't see the friggin' body on the floor, so we know, Kojak over there ain't so hot.
Well, wait till we get to the house and the whole thing. I mean, there's plenty to talk about there. But, yeah, what does he do? He starts roaming the asylum.
Well,
which,
he finds
of
her.
Of course.
But I like how he just busts through the door.
Oh, yeah.
You were going to say something.
It's asylum. It's easy for them to get into this place.
Is it?
It is.
What? Not in real life?
No, not in real life, but in this movie. That's the thing in these
movies. Tom, Dick, and Harry can just walk in.
In these movies, horror movies in general, the hospitals are always dead, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
It's so easy to get in. I know sometimes you hear the buzzer, but there was no buzzer system here.
No.
There was a room that technically nobody was even watching the security cameras. The one guy was walking around, and I don't know if the guy... It doesn't even matter. I don't care. But and Michael Myers gets in and starts roaming around. Cool thing he does... Why am I saying cool thing? He walks by the...
mediocre thing.
Harold, whatever his name
is. The fat guy with the clown mask.
Yeah, he's sitting in there still with his clown mask, and he's going over about more serial killers, talking about it. But he just walks by his glass door, just passes him by down the hall. He's going right for Lori, in her room. And, and he comes up to the window, and he goes... doesn't he say Michael Myers?
Michael Myers, and starts reciting all his stuff.
Yeah.
And it is Michael walks in there and just takes the knife, flips it over, and hands it to him.
Yeah, well, that after everything...
Yeah. No, that was...
Now? I think that's way after everything happens.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because he's...
Whatever.
No, he's got the knife for... Yeah, it don't matter.
But, oh, yeah, because he's got the knife on the
rope. He's going after Lori, so...
Yeah, so he busts through Lori's door Hulk style, Hulk smash, just barrels right through.
And she was ready for him, right?
Yeah, because she... I think she saw him through a window.
She sensed him. She had ESP. She has ESP in this movie. We might as well throw in things that didn't even happen.
So, yeah, she whacks him on the head with a lamp and runs out, and he starts...
He's doing one of our pull-ups, and she's hitting him over
with it. He's like... Everybody else is tearing ass, running. He just walks. And he always ends up catching him like Pepe Le Pew.
Yes.
And they get up on the roof where she's got some kind of little rabbit... snare trap.
She's running, and yet, and they show him walking, and they're right at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, like you said, but yeah. And what, some rabbit trap type?
Yeah, she's got like some little, that little rope snare traps. He steps in it and hits the button, and she,
he
pulls
just
him
so
up
happened
upside down
to put his foot
in that exact spot,
and it was like. Just the foot of of a foot.
There's no bait, no nothing.
And it's not 3 feet wide to where it's going. No, it was the... Because immediately you've seen it go and grab his foot and carry him upside down. And he's...
And then instead of, doing a number on him, she flashes back to the wrong guy that she killed. And he's like, I've got to be sure. And she's sitting there trying to reach at her, and she's going to go and take the mask off and take a look. She doesn't know what the hell he looks like.
Yeah.
He's always worn a mask. She doesn't know.
She wanted to be sure.
She saw him like maybe one time in the first one where it came down and he pulled it right back over. She don't know what he looks like.
Years ago. Oh.
So, stupid.
Yeah.
And then, he grabs her. They fall over the side. He's trying to rope.
And he's like this. Actually, he's holding on with his fingers.
Yeah.
Just looking at her. And she's like, holding on to him and stuff, and he stabs her in the back, and she goes, "I hope you.
I'll see you in hell.
I'll see you in hell." That's what he said.
And falls down on the ground.
Yeah,
you know, like she'll see him in hell.
I guess she expects to go to hell too. I guess
I don't know.
She's probably because she decapitated one of the paramedics, and the way she falls into the bushes, I'm like,
maybe we should have done Season of the Witch.
That was done. No, Ted, that was a little bit worse than this.
This at least has Katie Sackhoff in it, and she's coming up real soon.
Yeah, and
maybe she watches.
Hey, you know what? We make the worst movies, so this might make up for watching the bad movie. We're making it fun, I guess. She does, but but yeah, what happens? He leaves again, and he gives the knife to that Harold.
And just meanders down the hallway.
And he just takes off. There's nobody around. I mean, there's not other residents going, hitting the doors, going, "Hey, what's going on out there?" And it's silent as heck. And there's only those two.
Yeah, there's no nurses, anywhere in the hallways. Well, that's how it is in real life.
There's not a janitor around. There's not. I mean, come on. There's nothing going on in this gigantic asylum. And then what? Then they flash to. This is where the movie starts off, and modern.
So that's like completely unrelated to the rest of the movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, that's just
it's like
little,
they gave her a little story.
Yeah, okay, it's like a little epilogue to H2O, and now we're back into this other movie. And
break. And and they pan
what's
up.
The premise of this? Were these college kids?
Win this contest. Wanted to sum it up and say,
they
go
win
ahead.
This contest to spend a night in for this
Michael Myers.
Busta Rhymes is Dangertainment internet show.
Dangertainment.
It's a Dangertainment. Like what? Like six kids or five kids, whatever.
Yeah,
college kids
And this is this is 2002.
You're all gonna have cameras and
it's the reality TV. Yeah. Started coming around.
The chats were popular.
Yeah,
the computers.
So they're throwing a little bit of the first of the text type thing going on here.
Yeah.
Even though it's 2002, it doesn't seem
that
long
ago.
It was
still kind
of
new.
It was, and the whole reality thing started taking off and. Yeah, the cameras behind the ear and watching what you're doing. The cameras were so bad. You couldn't even make out or see.
Yeah, there's no clarity at all.
The pixels are just terrible.
Yeah, so it starts off at Haddonfield University. This little town has a university.
And I like that.
Yeah, so what? A lot of towns do. I shouldn't rip on that.
I think they go through... when they do Dangertainment or whatever, they start hitting cities, I think. And Dayton, Ohio comes up again. I don't know how many movies we've watched where our
state
of Ohio pops up on the screen.
Not this one. Still Illinois, but yeah.
They're trying to get the college students to do the reality and spend a night in Michael Myers' house. Another cool thing that I see, have you noticed that every Halloween movie... It's a totally different Michael Myers house. Totally different. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean maybe
the one's a big blue Victorian house.
Yes. Yeah,
and this one's just a rundown white old.
I'm trying to think. Maybe. No, I'd have to see it again. Remember?
They're all different. It's totally different houses.
I don't make the friggin' movies.
But anyway,
they think you're so stupid that you're not going to remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they do whatever they want. But to not make the house at least look the same is just beyond me.
Right.
But,
So a few of these college kids win this contest. They get, response emails.
And what's the girl's name? Do you remember it?
Which one?
Is it Jen? The main
character.
The one
character. That I like?
No, the main
character. Oh, the other one? I don't know her name. But I know that Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar.
Yeah, it's Jen.
Jen Danzig. That's her name in the movie. Jen Danzig. Like
in
Glenn
which one?
Danzig. In this movie. Jen Danzig.
The
in this
blonde hair girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
The foxy one.
I thought Jen was the other. Well, the main character is pretty darn, too. I like her.
Wouldn't hit a dead dog in a mess.
Well, they
you can't put her next to Starbuck and no.
But yeah, the one you're talking about, the blonde hair, she's just, she's all about getting herself on camera and looking hot and I'm going to be popular.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, yeah, there's a scene where she brings up the shirt, but we'll get to that.
Pause.
Yeah, Ted fell asleep during that part, pause. But anyways.
Yeah, the wife walks in. Yeah, so the other girl, the dark-haired, morose one, she's chatting with this guy.
Did you say morose one?
Morose mother effer. Like, she's going back and forth. She doesn't know if she wants to be on.
A scholarship, right?
Yeah, they get some money for this.
Yeah, and, I mean, you would think you'd jump on it right away, but I guess if you're, you know,
so
camera shy.
It's her.
Stuff.
It's Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica, and then this.
It's not really weird.
This other fella, I can't remember his name.
I don't know any of the names. There's a guy that
he's black guy. We'll call him Token Black Guy.
Yeah.
All right, and.
And the guy from the young kid from American Pie's in here. He's one of the guys that are in goes there. But
so the one that does it with the pie.
No, no,
it's, that's all I remember about that movie.
So yeah, it's just one of the characters.
Screw
the
pie.
There. But yeah. So they all, I guess, get together.
Yeah.
Oh, this is terrible. What did we do?
So they're gonna yeah, so they all win this contest. They're gonna meet with the producer of this show, who's played by Busta Rhymes. They had LL Cool J and H2O, so you gotta have a rapper in the next one. You know,
exactly. That was all that rage.
You always had to have a rapper in them.
Yeah. And Tyra Banks.
She ain't bad to look at.
No, she's not. She's very, very
if I had two slices of bread, I'd could eat that.
Yeah, and like most of the Halloween movies, they're very like gory when it comes to like stabbing and stuff, which they do in this movie. But they're also big on nudity and showing.
I'm very disappointed.
There's not much.
Well, there's some side boob.
There's one scene where they're, but
not Katie Sackhoff, man. She's classy though. She don't got to do that, man, because she knows, man. She's pretty already. She don't got to do that.
Yeah, but it makes you wonder what the heck were they thinking? This movie's so good.
Yeah,
that we don't need this anything like that in this movie.
Right, but, and they interview all the kids. You know, Busta Rhymes doing his thing. Yeah, we're gonna
Yeah, I like that one. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna have this show make us some booty.
Yeah, and Tyra Banks always just like dancing in it. You know, just acting.
It is a great rapper name, I think.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
But yeah, it's. A cool name.
I don't know one song that the man sings, but
I could see him.
He seems very dynamic. Yeah,
I could see him telling jokes up on stage or something like that. Yeah. But he's not an actor, man.
Well,
don't put him in movies. I don't know if he's been in any other movies, but
he's probably been in a slate of them. So yeah, they interview all the kids.
Yeah,
why are you doing this?
Why
are you doing it? You know, and you know they all got some stupid lame reason. Or there's there's the morose girl. There's the horny music student. There's the black guy. There's
crazy.
There's the other horny dude.
Yeah, but he's like a crazy long-haired, like...
Yeah, there's that dude. And then there's like, the serious critical studies student, you know, talking about this and this and that, whatever.
They got together
probably
a good group of kids for this reality show.
The only scene of Busta Rhymes I like is after that. He's at his apartment or his hotel building, and he's watching a Chop Suey,
yeah.
And I know, I work with a lot of black folks, and they love their kung fu movies, the old school ones. Love those kung fu movies.
Yeah.
Love them. And he's in there going, oh, look at he's whooping his ass while he's smoking a cigarette.
And he goes, oh.
And he's sitting there going, damn, wow.
And he hears a knock on the door and he goes, damn,
man, you're going to make me miss my Sonny Chiba. Whooping somebody's ass.
It's just a crappy old motel room.
And I remember watching those when I was a kid, too. They were crazy.
They used to have karate
movies. It was either
man.
Like Sundays, I think, on USA. They used to have like Kung Fu Theater.
Yeah.
And they'd show like a couple of them. And then there was Commander USA's Groovy Movies after that. And I just grew up on all those kinds of TV show hosts. It was good.
Yeah.
Do you remember Commander USA? He kind of dressed like Super Host. And he always had a cigar in his mouth, and he would just put like an eyes and a thing on there, and he'd call him Lefty. It's so stupid.
Hey, that's what's good about those
Commander
guys.
USA is groovy movies.
And they're not as good as they used to be. I mean, I know there's some like Sven Goolies out there and a couple other people. They're just not
Midnight
as good.
Movie Crew and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I mean, some they're all right.
It was cool when you made up a character,
you know,
or if you did like Big Chuck and Lil Jon did like the skits and stuff like that. That's what we want to do, man. Oh man, if I could have their job.
We gotta put some skits in the middle of our commentaries.
Soon, we're trying. We're trying.
Yeah.
I got a million ideas, but
I might even be able to put some of the Big Chuck and Lil Jon's in there. Just cut them into the scenes.
You know,
but,
whatever we gotta do, man. My dream job is to do something like that. Just to make little skits.
We're gonna get some
post sporting events. Go to thing and just. you know, be and local some, celebrities for doing very little.
Some crazy, crazy music in the background.
So she shows up at Busta Rhymes, the morose one. I can't remember her name.
I know, I can't either. It doesn't matter.
Just call her lame girl number.
But let's throw in too that there's a boy. He's a high school kid that she's been in a texting Yahoo with. Chat room with when it first started. She don't know if he's
she calls
an old
him Deckard,
guy.
Like Rick
he's,
Deckard from yeah, Blade Runner.
Yeah, Decker. I guess it's his name.
And he says that it's a that he's a graduate student when he's really like high school. A freshman in high school.
Oh, is that what it was?
Freshman? Yeah, because they get invited to that party, remember?
And yeah, they say, freshman. I'm freshman. It's a senior party. Yeah, and he becomes the head of the party.
Yeah, so she's talking to Busta, saying, you know, I'm not sure if I want to do this. And
he goes, girl, think about it, man!
Because when they were having that little interview thing, the little meet and greet, you know, when they interviewed, like, everybody, someone knocked a lamp over, and she screamed, and she had, like, that
presence. Well,
I read that someone else had to dub that scream because she actually couldn't do it. But she had that scream queen scream.
I can't scream.
And, well, you know, not every chick can do that.
No, I know. You know that scream queen. Yeah, there's a reality show about that.
And when Busta saw that, man, he's just like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, that's my girl.
Because he's making them all think that.
It's my girl!
That they haven't tampered with anything in this house. They're going to go in this house as is and try to find out some secrets about Michael Myers.
Yeah, see if you can find any clues. Things that the cops may have missed when they went over the place with a fine-tooth comb.
And, you know, Michael hasn't been seen in the 3 years since the, you know, H2O.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say? Do they know. Oh. That Busta's gone in there and set some little booby. But there's still more shit.
He said booby.
Booby traps? That's what I said. Booby traps.
He said boobies. Traps. Boobies.
Butthead. So, yeah. So he tells her, sleep on it. Come on. You know, all the others are all phony. You're the real one.
Yeah.
And yeah, that does that. You know, yeah, she's the morose.
Pumps her up a little bit. Oh man, okay.
Because he wants that scream, man. He knows that's going to be good for camera.
Yeah.
So yeah, the next day she decides to do it. They're all getting hooked up with their cameras. They look like these little pen lights, and they're going to go on their heads.
Yeah.
And you know, we are at home on the internet are all going to see what they see.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's all grainy, crappy Blair Witch Project looking footage.
Like when they first, I remember there was some, like, what, you got Scare Tactics, you got, what were a couple of those on TV, like scare shows where they actually went in, did the dark and stuff. Yeah, that's what this was probably, you know, brought to mind. Hey, let's appeal to the kids right now that are dealing
Make
with
it
this.
Make it hip and
yeah,
recent.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And we
watch it
we
now
got Busta
Rhymes.
He's going to bring in a big crowd. And they made money, so it probably worked, but... Man, to the fans and the people looking back on it, they're going, oh, my God. What are they doing to our franchises, man? They're just destroying
This franchise
them.
Was over after the first one. Let's just break it down right there. You can say, you could say 2 was whatever. And even if 2, if that was his sister.
I can take 1, 2, 4, but yeah,
you know,
I get you. No,
sister,
one
how does he
that's
know?
It.
All right, because when you break it right down... Michael Myers, and I'm going to even say Jason as well, they're human, all right? They're human. There's nothing supernatural going on there. You know, they tried to make something supernatural with Jason in that stupid Jason Goes to Hell movie, but nobody likes that one.
Right.
You know, they're just human, all right? How does this guy get burnt to a crisp, he comes back? If he gets out of that asylum, how does he know who his sister is? How does she know that she even still lives
there? I loved how they...
When you leave it at the first one, it's just he's back at his hometown and he's going to do it again. And he don't care who it is. He just happens to fixate on her.
But how he gets up at the end even after being shot and stuff like that...
In the first one?
Yeah, so iconic and so, like, he's pure evil.
Yeah.
So I can see that part of it.
And he got away. You don't know if he lived or died, but you just hear that breathing.
Right.
You know, in all the rooms and in every place, and he's everywhere. That was the point of it. End it like that.
Right.
You know, at least Freddy, okay, he's a dream. You know, he can't
coming
back because he's a dream.
Without
except for 2, because he got in the real world. And then, you know, Chucky, whatever. I mean, it's not the best franchise, but, you know, it's a soul trapped in a doll. Okay, that kind of makes sense. He can keep coming back.
Yeah.
But this makes no sense. This whole franchise just makes no sense.
Yeah,
I mean, you're just watching, you know, big chested chicks get killed, which
but even that, I mean, you do a movie like this, and there wasn't even that in there. There was one scene, and she did look good, but you didn't even. I mean, come on.
Yep.
A second, and this guy, the guy, and we'll get
we should demand better. We should demand better.
But they're setting up. They're setting up the house for.
Oh yeah, the camera guys,
the cameras, and all that.
And he's setting up. You know, because there's going to be a couple of cameras here and there to capture some other angles.
Right.
And before.
And they're going back and forth with Tyra Banks is kind of
She's managing the.
And she moves away
to go make a latte or something.
Oh yeah, a cappuccino because she's got her cappuccino in this.
I can't imagine someone with
that
figure drinking something with all the whipped cream and stuff all over it.
Oh yeah. People down triple Big Macs and they're fine.
They make triple Big Macs.
I think if
I just get excited when the McRib is back.
I got four double decker. We had all three full up to the first window. Anyways,
all the adults from Charlie Brown work at McDonald's.
Anyways, they while she's making her cappuccino, the camera guy goes and sets up something, and he's got his back turned, and Michael Myers is in the house.
In the house.
Okay, and this is the thing I'm going to harp on through the rest of the movie, okay?
He's in this house the whole friggin'
time. And it's got to be a 2-3-bedroom house.
It's not that big of a
house. In another movie, it's a Blue Victorian that's probably got 4 or 5 bedrooms, okay? But in this house, it's a 2-3-bedroom, and there's six of them.
He's been staying there this 3 years.
Okay, but the thing I'm getting at is there's six people going into this house.
They're bumping each other.
Yeah, and there's people who are hiding out, roaming around too. Busta Rhymes actually puts. I'll just say it because I don't care what they give away in this movie. He's dressed like Michael Myers
later on in the movie.
Yeah, and he roams around the house too and stuff like that because they're set up in the garage, which has a tunnel that goes underneath the house. And all the cameras set up little booby traps in there.
How did Michael not find him when he went in there before? That doesn't happen in the movie, but he went in there before the kids got there and set up booby traps. And if he's been in this house for these last 3 years after the events of H2O, how come nobody is? I mean, is law enforcement that inept that they say, you know, maybe we should just someone go check out that old Myers house, make sure he's not hanging out there,
right?
No.
But
and why is that derelict house still there anyway? It's all boarded up. It looks like a nice neighborhood. Tear it down. All right, we live in Cleveland where Ariel Castro kidnapped 3 girls and had them chained in his house for 3 years. You know what they did?
They tore his friggin' house down,
and yes, it's like a little park. Yep. It's 10 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
And that's a boogeyman.
Heck yeah, man.
And that's the boogeyman.
But they
tore his freaking house down.
Yeah, and this house would just...
I love that.
Well, like I said, every Halloween...
Who wouldn't tear this house down?
It goes from derelict to boarded up to nice looking. Somebody moves in. A family moves in and... forget which one. But anyways,
I don't remember that.
Anyways, Michael Myers, yeah. No. It might be one of the later ones, even after Resurrection. But anyways,
there wasn't one after Resurrection. You're insane.
Anyways, Michael Myers, he's walking around this whole house.
Yeah.
Doesn't bump into a person anywhere. Nobody sees him on camera. Even when Tyra Banks, I'm calling by the real names, I don't even know. She's got her back turned. He takes the camera. He turns it up this way. Somehow the camera's angle's pointing at the guy. But I guess the leg has a spike on it.
Yeah, it's razor sharp.
All camera legs
right
come
to the
with
throat.
Super spike, you know, to dagger the guy. And he kills the cameraman and sticks him through the wall. And then the way
that the camera falls, she sees and goes, oh, that's a good angle.
Yeah. And he drags it away just on the right spot. She turns away. And, I mean, it's crazy. And then they all end up coming into the house. Roll them.
But then he locks the door. He locks them in. That's it. You're there for that. And this is Halloween night. And, before Rob Zombie did his two, this is the last of the franchise. Before Rob Zombie did his now. So if they do it again, they're probably going to reboot it.
Oh, I tell you what. Rob Zombie's Halloween makes these ones look like a piece of... I mean,
yeah, his, and I'm his not saying like his... Shakespearean theater compared to this one.
Isn't that a shame?
I didn't hate Rob Zombie.
No, I didn't either.
I thought two was really interesting. A lot of people hated it. The director's cut's really weird. You know what? The man just tried to do something different. And he did something different with both of them. You know, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
You know,
I like
he likes
Zombie.
To put his white trash characters in there. That's his thing. But, you know, he tried to do something different by giving a reason for it at the beginning of the first one. And then the second half of the movie is pretty much a remake of the original after that.
Yeah.
And you know what? He did his own thing. What's the point of remaking if you're just going to make it the exact same?
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to do something different. And with both of them, he did. And the guy's a creative dude.
Preach it, man!
I will. He's Preach a creative it. Dude.
Preach!
And I'm not even that big of a fan.
Living Dead Girl, saying, man.
Compared to this.
Heck yeah. He won a Golden Globe for his version of Halloween.
Did he?
Yeah. Golden Globe and a Pulitzer.
Wow. And a Nobel. Because it brought peace.
He won a Pulitzer Prize for this upcoming. What do you mean a Pulitzer Prize?
A Pulitzer Prize.
They get Pulitzer Prizes for movies?
Pulitzer Surprise. Yeah, they do.
Wow.
This one got one and Mean Girls got one.
Me? Hey, we should do Mean Girls.
And Herbie the Love Bug.
Herbie the Love Bug. And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Hey, man, that was written by Ian Fleming. That's all right. That's a good one.
You know, no, yeah. In its own right, it is. But anyways.
Just watch it as a kid.
I
love when they go in the kitchen and, you know, Token Black Guy opens the drawer and there's a big butcher knife. He's, man, do you think this is the knife that he killed everybody with? And the girl had to set him straight, the morose girl. Like, no, that would be in an evidence locker somewhere.
Exactly. And that's
where the guy from Chucky, Bride of Chucky, probably got hold of it. And,
I was going, at first, when I saw him look up at that, I'm like going, what's going on here?
What's that? In the Chucky?
Well, yeah,
in the
Chucky movie? This.
Oh, and this.
When he pulled up the nice, clean, big old knife.
Yeah, and no rust, nothing.
I mean, basically.
They opened up the spice cabinet. And they smell fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh spices.
Because the black character is... I'm sorry, we're saying black character. Because we don't know his name. We don't know any of these guys' names because none of them are memorable. But, except
Danzig is.
Okay, yeah. For Ted. Danzig. Yeah.
I mean,
Oh, no, for me too. Oh, but yeah. I actually didn't even know her name. But, like I said, I like
Leave
the morose... I like the morose character too. And the other character too...
You can have her.
But... God, we got a chick for each of us. But anyways.
So yeah, that's it. They're in the house. Those two high school kids go to the party. There's a senior party that they got invited to.
Yeah, Decker.
Decker and his
Because
friend.
He wanted to actually watch the live
reality
show. Yeah,
he was going to watch it because he's been talking to him.
Right. So he kind of convinced them to go there. And I love when they make it to the party. They're dressed up like Pulp Fiction.
Well, see, I knew who they were right away. You could tell that they were, Travolta and Sam Jackson from Pulp Fiction. But I like how they had to mention it as if, like, the kids wouldn't know who they were dressed like.
Yeah.
You think anybody's going to know we're from Pulp Fiction?
It's
like, it's so stupid that they even had to say it.
Well, yeah, they had to.
It would have been funnier if the dude who was pretending to be Samuel Jackson, like, painted his face black.
You can't do blackface nowadays.
Why?
I mean, I guess you
He didn't, I mean. Why?
Exactly. That's my point. It's just a movie. But anyways.
And he looked like Jules.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A Royale
party,
with
and,
cheese.
And he sneaks
I
off.
I want a Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
I can go for a Royale with cheese right now.
I might get a Royale with cheese on the way home.
Oh, Jesus.
I wonder if you went through McDonald's and you ordered it, would they know?
Hey, when you leave here every week, do you make a stop at Mickey D's?
Sometimes.
Do you?
Sometimes.
And you pick up your three Big Macs, right?
Yeah, my triple Big Mac. And
double fries.
That's right. See where it all goes.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he sneaks off. Deckard. He sneaks off to
In sneakers, probably.
Yeah, and goes into, like, the den. Now, in 2002, that's a sweet setup now.
Well, yeah.
The computer, it's a huge screen, probably like 48-inch screen.
Yeah,
42-inch screen.
Oh, yeah, we're back at the party.
Yeah, and he goes and logs on, he's watching it, and slowly, other kids from the party are coming in there and thinking that this is pretty cool, that he's watching this.
Yeah, is that new reality?
They get a whole room full of kids by the end.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this kid's going to save the day at the end.
Oh, yeah, because of the texting back and forth.
But then back at the Myers house, they're all just... You know, I do like one little scene, how the kids were trick-or-treating, and the one had a carved and lit pumpkin, and they just put it up on the porch like an offering, sort of.
And when they did that, I'm like going... Remember when they first started to film the show or get it right, film it, whatever. They're doing it through their thing.
Cameras,
yeah. But there's crew people outside.
Oh, yeah, there were all kinds of news people when they were first starting.
Oh, it was packed outside.
All wanting to know what's going on and all that jazz.
But when those kids came and put the pumpkin
nobody's around.
There's not a single soul.
Not a van, not Dangertainment van, nothing.
Nothing is there.
Dangertainment.
Dangertainment. Damn, girl!
Damn!
Anyways, yeah, there's another cool scene in there. Not a cool scene. I gotta stop saying cool scene.
I know my scene's coming up. Because
yeah,
they start going through the house.
But I like the they hear a scream in the kitchen, and there's a let's talk about the scene you heard. Okay, Jen. Jen is up in the room. Sorry, we're live.
I can't pay attention.
Okay, over with. You're probably wondering what the heck are they laughing about?
She knew.
We're laughing because the scene coming up with
the part
Jen,
that I want to talk about.
Ted's cross Jen starts. Oh, she's up in her room getting everything, you know, set and stuff like that.
They're just looking around, looking for clues.
Yeah, looking. I'm so discombobulated.
And there's like the one horny guy trying to tell her, you know, maybe if you showed a little, you know, something, you know, you'd get that big start in TV.
Yes, you get a bunch of views. You'll get a bunch of viewers.
She gets that look.
Really? She goes, really? And she starts unbuttoning her shirt.
She gets down.
She pulls it. Slowly, she's going up. And she shows the bra area.
Yes.
And then she puts it back down.
But see, that's okay. That's just enough.
Yeah. She teased and she goes, really? Did you really think you were going to get
something? And then you see like Michael's face just come like around a corner. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Even Michael's getting a little eye full of Starbuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him.
And he does do something in a minute. I like the high chair and that they can pull out of the pantry in the kitchen. And it's got some like heavy metal key thing stuck to it.
Yeah, this is stuff that like I think Busta Rhymes hid up there, you know.
Because
there was no indication that Michael was ever abused or anything like this in the normal Halloween movies.
Right.
In Rob Zombie's it was the other way around. I'd believe it if this followed his movies.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so that key is going to end up play a part when
they find some keys.
Because they split up, I think, in twos. You know,
boy girl.
Yeah. And the other.
There's some music major guy, the long-haired dude.
Yeah, and he's kind of...
He's with the critical studies girl trying to put the moves on
her. The redhead. And
she's not too bad either.
She's not too bad.
She's kind of foxy.
And she's trying to hit on him, and he's kind of like, oh my God, hey, wait a second.
Wait.
You know, like he wouldn't just...
Oh, and don't you
like go for it.
I told you, man, chicks can't stand it when you don't do it. Like when they want it and
he was ignoring her,
Oh, they hate it. Because you know what Chris Rock said. Have you ever seen Chris Rock stand up? Chicks get offered, the 3-piece set, the kibasa, every day from the time they're like 13 on up to the every day, 3 times a week, whatever they get offered it. You know, men, you know, we get offered it. You know, you just got to take it. And that's why chicks can turn it down.
That's life, man.
That's why chicks can turn it down.
Yeah,
because they could get it every day if they wanted it.
Yeah.
You know, so
I hear you, man.
That's it. That was a little Chris Rock.
Chris Rock
from his stand up, I remember.
Yeah.
But so what happens?
But they're in the basement.
There's like some kind of well or something, and it's got a lock on it, and he gets the idea that key could open that up.
Yeah, and she was going to hook up with him right at that point, and he goes, "Oh, wait a second."
Yeah, because he noticed.
Because he remembered. Like he couldn't wait a few though. I mean, I would have skipped the key even if I was, interested. Interested in it. I would have waited. But anyways, he runs back, gets the key.
Nookie first.
You know, gets ready to open it. But meanwhile...
Yeah, they hear a scream upstairs, and they all go running up there. And it's my girl Jen just screwing
around with people. The boy gets killed first, though, because...
Did anybody get killed yet?
He walks out of the door, out of the room from the blonde-haired girl, Jen. Yeah.
Okay. And
Somehow he gets killed. And
whatever.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
she screams. Everybody runs up there. Oh, ha ha, Jen. Ha ha. Because that's gonna play out later on when she finds his body. No one's gonna believe her and all that. I know when those. He ain't dead yet, is he? He's gonna be dead. And the way that he dies is stupid. He looks in a mirror, and like Michael just like reaches right through the wall, through the mirror, and grabs him and drags him in. Like, how did he know that he was standing there? It's not a two-way mirror, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't ask me.
It's so stupid.
I mean, the walls are probably, you know...
They're not paper thin.
Wood rot.
And I do remember they showed, like, the knife going into the top of his head.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, that's not easy to do.
Well, he's
and
got
he's
some,
tried it.
He's got some on watermelon. I tried it on a watermelon.
Yeah, your hand would slip down the handle and get cut on the blade as it goes.
He's
down.
Got power and grip, although he gets kicked and pushed and... around a little bit.
Yeah,
but he can't get killed.
Yeah.
I hear you on this one, but in the meantime, what Tyra Banks and Busta Rhymes?
They're celebrating,
having wine, going, yeah, man, we
get a lot
jackpot.
Of views.
Yeah, this is going to be a hit, and they're going to be off to, you know, Never Never Land.
Yeah, this is going to, you know,
and
put a lot of food on the table.
Tyra Banks is knowing in this movie too. I don't care how hot she is, she's dancing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn boy, you got this straight, man. We going to hit the big bucks, and I'm like going, oh, is this annoying? Why are you acting like this? But it's such bad acting.
It's because they're not actors.
I'm not saying, I know, Tyra Banks ain't an actor. I hate when they just throw people in a movie for no reason, just because of star status and stuff, man.
Yup.
But
horror movies are the worst for that.
Yeah.
You know, they'll take, you know, a rapper or a singer or somebody or, you know, someone who used to be on Disney Channel and now they're too old, you know? You know, they'll take Jesse from Jesse's World, whatever, it's Shutter.
Jesse's World.
You know? Feels like a party every day. You know, she'll be in horror movies soon because, you know, there's just nothing else for her to do. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah.
You know, it can't be on Disney Channel forever.
But tell you, you're going to have to clue me in, man. I don't know where we're at in this flick, but...
Okay.
Did they get in a basement yet in that hole? I don't think they did.
Yeah,
they?
That's going on now. That's going to happen
okay.
Now. There's a couple little scenes where, you know, they flash back to the kids at the party watching it.
Yeah.
More, every time they go, there's
okay.
Like more and more kids in there.
Okay.
There's like some
man,
scene in the closet.
Straighten up. What?
A closet, and there's like a mannequin or something. Like,
yeah.
Something that you would use. Like,
and it looked like a female
if you were
Michael Myers mask. I don't know what
yeah.
The face was doing on
and then
there,
this
but...
is where they're about to make out in the basement. The redhead and the long-haired dude.
Okay.
And he kind of says, oh, wait a minute. He notices the keyhole
and
he
goes
in that
and gets
well
it,
thing.
Stuff
goes
like
back
that.
Up to that high chair, grabs that key because it looks like it would fit.
Yeah. And opens it up. Pulls it up, gets it. So they make their way down through
right.
This hole.
And while they're doing that, like the other three, the morose girl, my girl, and token black guy, they're finding like Michael's toys, and they're all like, you know, stabbed and things. Coloring book where he's got like knives going in there.
And isn't this where he's like coming? He goes like,
"This is too easy.
This is too easy.
Why
you
is
know?
All the yeah exactly?
So
why
I think
is all
they're starting to
just laying
figure
here?
Out that yeah
you
know
this, wouldn't this stuff have been gone a long time ago
right
and all that? So
I would have put two and two together.
Well, I mean, to their credit, they didn't, you know, they don't get suckered for very long, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're locked in and they're agreed to do this for, you know, the night, you know, and there's some money involved. So, you know, there's that. So, yeah, they're going to go down in
there is that.
There's that. So, yeah, they're going to go down in that pit.
Yeah, it's
this well.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
And this key is not some little I mean, it's a... big friggin'
it looks
key.
Like yeah some medieval kind of metal thing that they did
yeah like
made
you know,
up or something I mean
you know like
the blacksmiths put this thing together
yeah some big muscle bound guy from Game of Thrones was you know
let's make this for the Myers house. Yeah, but I don't know why that
house Myers
why is that there.
Why
Busta Rhymes did not put that there for dangertainment or whatever.
I have no... maybe it was like a bomb shelter or something. You know, a lot of old houses had bomb shelters in the 50s
but when
and
they get down in there and stuff, too, it
well,
looks...
I think he put that crap down there.
No, but it's a big brick tunnels there and stuff
that's
like
what I'm
that.
Saying. It's just a room. Maybe it was a bomb shelter. I'll bet it was like a bomb shelter.
Okay, we'll go with that because, right. Yeah, I don't know why this house would have this elaborate...
because it's a heavier... it's a metal-lined door
and it's a gate...
and there's
stuff
a letter
going on.
You know, I mean, you got to go with the thing that, you know, Myers was born in the, I think, the late 50s and stuff. And at that time, you know, people just had bomb shelters in the 50s and 60s. My dad built one. You know, they had one. And they lived in the country of West Virginia and they had one. So,
yeah, bomb shelters are, yeah.
It was the thing that people had in their homes.
Yeah.
So, may not be a bad idea
so,
now.
So it makes sense. It's that he set everything up, and I think
yeah, there's like chains and manacles or crap like that. Just you know,
there's
stuff
a dead rat even on a plate, and she touches
is that
it
down there.
It moves.
Is that in this part?
I think so. It's down in that area.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
No, maybe.
I remember the part you're talking about, the rat.
Maybe that happens later on when the morose girl goes.
Because I know there's a part like there's like a little bed and there's like a little hot stove or something like that, and that's where it was. But anyway, this room anyway, it's all. It looks like something out of Hostel or something like that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Gore fest.
Yeah, this movie's pretty scary.
But so this is where actually they do get down there and they do start.
Yeah,
to
now
slowly
they're gonna fool around in the torture chamber.
Yeah, this is the place to.
We get to see a little bit of side
because view. She says they can't see us down here or something like that.
Yeah, there's no cameras down here.
Yeah, there's except no for the ones except on their faces, cameras. Which end up. They take off and put down aside, and you still see them.
Oh,
the people are at the kids are at the party going, woo, they're clapping. They're going, and she gets her shirt off or her
bra.
And they're
that's right, take it
they're off. Making out. And as they're making out, a brick wall kind of thing falls down on top of her with
all
kinds
of bodies.
Body parts and stuff. And they're like going, holy crap.
It's his victims. It's his victims.
Yeah.
And then the fella sees an arm. Or a leg, I think it was an arm, piece of an arm. He picks it up and it says, made in Taiwan.
It's just a fake.
And then, now they realize that, this is all a bunch of hooey.
Yep.
And that's what this movie is, a bunch of you should be ashamed of yourselves. I mean, someone had to screen this when it was all done. And this, I like it.
Well, he probably got paid and he said, let's just put it out. Let's get it out there.
And that's the thing. This movie, cost about, $85 to make. And, horror movies are cheap. When you don't use a lot of effects and things like that. And these movies don't. What was I just going to say? And this was directed by Rick Rosenthal. He directed Halloween 2.
Yeah.
So, you got a guy who knows how to direct a Halloween movie. He did Halloween 2, which was decent.
Like I said, I think people were just going towards what was going
on
during
the
period.
It was good.
They were trying to appeal to a certain audience, and that's what ruins the movie.
That's what you got to do, man. You got to get.
You make a good movie. You make a good movie. The kids nowadays who really love horror movies are drawn to the good older horror movies.
You think?
A good majority of them are.
I hope so.
So, why they have to fork these out and think that they have to appeal to a certain audience is just...
They dumb it down for you
guys.
That's what they do, man.
They got to stop doing that. Hollywood,
I love...
Stop, please.
Yeah, I love atmosphere.
For God's sake.
We've talked about it 100 times. I love Vincent Price movies and Hammer movies and the Universals. I just love atmosphere.
Yeah.
I like the slow burn.
Yes.
Give it to me at the end.
Well, yeah, good story, good... And I don't, it's not to say I don't like a great special effects, a lot of action and stuff going on like that. Some of those can be good too, but
I like atmosphere. Take like The Shining. It's like the perfect example.
Or some of the
old Universals, Castle on the Hill and Mist and, old Bavarian forest. And that's cool, man. That's what's nice. That's a good movie. And, these are just.
Yeah.
It's just shit for the masses.
I hear you.
Whereas the first one was so effective, the editing and the music was so good.
It led up to it. It brought you. You're like, oh my God, what's going
to
happen?
And it had characters
that
you got to know. You got to know them a little bit, and so you felt a little bad when they got off.
Yes. Why they veer off of it is just beyond me.
That was perfection. And I don't think there's anybody out there that's going to disagree with that.
No.
A lot of people seem to like part two as well. But, if you just left it at part one, it makes it so much scarier because he's everywhere. He's nowhere.
But if you actually had somebody who, which rarely happens, if somebody would have come along and they would have continued and made a great second continuing story...
Maybe.
Third story. You could have done it, but they never do.
I wish the idea would have worked that they originally wanted to do. Like every couple years, do a different type of Halloween movie. Season of the Witch wasn't very good. And there was talk after H2O to do that again. Like this, originally, they were thinking of doing.
I'm going to say a few things about Season of the Witch at the end of this, since we talked about a little bit of doing each Halloween.
And then they were thinking of maybe going that direction again, but they, the producers, we got to keep Michael in there.
See that, but it's just
he's what's
don't.
Bringing people in. You can't call it Halloween at this point after 10 movies and not have Michael Myers.
Right.
So, But I thought the concept was kind of a neat idea. Bring different directors, different creative teams, and do something different. Make it like an anthology series.
Yeah.
You know, one or two movies or something like that, like they did with the first two. And but I mean, you know, John Carpenter, this is his baby. He's the one who did the first one. And even he's signed off and said he don't even care for any of the other ones. He wrote the helped write the second one and even says it was crap.
Yeah.
You know, he just said, I mean, I watched interviews with him where he said, you know, we're just doing the same thing again, but it's just not as good.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, you do what you got to do to
the
get
boss
paid,
man is the one who said, you know, it's all crap. I mean, straight from the horse's mouth.
Right.
Not that, you know, I mean, and he's responsible for some really great movies. Some that aren't as good,
man.
But I mean, you know, like in the late 70s, early 80s, I mean, he was pretty much unstoppable.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know, you couldn't top a John Carter. Escape from New York, The Thing, Big Trouble, Little China.
Christine?
He did Christine. I'm not as big of a fan of it because I just don't care for the story.
Right. Season of the Witch, there was a, like, car. It was reminiscent of Christine, the vehicle that was gone. But anyways, in this movie, let's say there was a part that came up where we're at right now, where Busta Rhymes. This is where they find out Michael. He's dressed up like Michael Myers, but you see him walking through the house,
and the real Michael is like right behind him,
follows him right through, and Busta Rhymes turns around and goes
and gives him an ass chewing.
Oh, he chews the heck out.
He thinks it's that cameraman that died earlier in the movie.
Yeah, he's saying, "What are you doing? You don't." Man, you're not getting dressed at this. I'm doing
Michael
this.
Myers.
You get back in the garage. You
get your
back
fat ass out there and help.
You know, he's telling him to get out. Get out. What are you doing? Yeah, he reamed him.
And he turns around.
A new one. And he turns. And Michael Myers turns around and walks away.
What? WTF?
And let me tell you, Busta Rhymes in this movie, another whacked out crazy thing in this movie. And this happens from here to the end.
The kung fu fight.
He's kung fu fighting and beating the crap out of Michael Myers here and there, fighting him. And Michael Myers ends up throwing him through the wall. And then 10 minutes later,
like roundhouse Patrick Swayze kicks.
10 minutes later, Busta Rhymes comes back again.
Yeah. And doesn't call the cops.
Busta Rhymes is
never unstoppable. Calls the cops.
Never calls the cops.
Once they realize what's going down, no one calls the cops. And then it just becomes like a cat and mouse game. Like, you know, he just goes after each kid.
One right after the other.
And basically just, you know, the redheaded girl, he impales her on like a wrought iron gate that's down in the basement.
Yeah.
She finds like his room where he was sleeping. That's where you're talking about that rat.
Yeah.
There's like a cook stove and there's a rat on there. She's like, oh, nice effects. And touches it. And the rat's still alive, even though all its entrails are hanging out.
Yeah.
It would have bled out, but it's still alive.
I can't believe that scene. Why would you make a scene where a rat's entrails are out and it's still wriggling around?
It's really uncalled for.
Yeah, post-mortem, man.
You know,
post-mortem.
Come on. Have a little bit of taste.
Dignity.
Poor rats, man.
I
don't care about the girl getting impaled, but damn it, the rat!
I had a couple rats as pets, man. They make great pets.
Oh, yeah, you used to breed them, didn't you?
Yeah, they poop an awful lot.
Didn't you sell them to the pet shop to feed the snakes or something like that?
Well, those were the gerbils.
Oh, okay. I know you were.
But the rats were. Rats are very intelligent.
Yeah, smart animals.
Pets. I mean, it'll sit on your shoulder, and I'd have it go get me some cereal.
Mm-hmm.
It would knock over the. I set it up in a perfect way that it could. It would get to the counter, knock over the bowl, and I had the bowl set up in a. I carved out some of the marble countertop that I had. And a bowl stuck in there. So when that bowl
carved right through that marble.
Well, it was the diamond tip.
Oh, okay, your diamond tip.
The cereal would fall in the bowl, and there was another button that it would hit that the milk dispenser would fill it up. Mm-hmm. And from there, it shot up onto a roller skate, and it would make its way down all the way to me.
It's like the Goonies.
It was a very elaborate system I had set up for cereal in the morning.
And just for cereal.
My rat, I named him Ghost, and he would do it every time.
Don't even ask him how he got him juice.
But, Busta Rhymes, man, Busta Rhymes.
What more can we say? Is there anything else to talk about this movie? The rest of the kids get killed, except for the morose girl. I know there's a part with my girl Katie getting high.
Yeah, and Decker, she finally figures out with Decker, you know. She starts texting him back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think the first thing he would do is call the police.
Yeah, he never calls the cops. Does he call the cops?
No. You don't call.
He's calling the cops.
He's just telling her that he's in the hallway.
Yeah.
He texts. He's in the hallway.
Yeah, and then once and, we realize it's Busta, you know, because he grabs the morose girl and starts wrestling her to the ground, and she busts him in the head with something, I think, doesn't she? And that's when he takes off the mask and like, what the, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah,
someone busts him in the face.
Well, yeah, a little earlier, yeah, they say that they figure out, oh my God,
this is all a setup.
And they say we want out of here and stuff like that. And stuff.
Right.
We're jumping all over the place because this. And
that's what he's saying,
because
this is what
so
America
bad.
Wants, you know. They don't want to just watch you guys sitting around a house talking.
Yeah.
That would be like, you know, real world London, and
exactly,
which was the only season I actually liked to watch.
Yeah, I actually liked that.
Yeah, with the dude that got his tongue bit off. That was like that was the only drama in the whole season.
the Irishman.
But that was, I know that was cool because they all got along.
Yeah, you know? They all did get along.
That's why that season was kind of cool.
An Irishman drank the head. You know,
he wasn't Irish. I think he was British.
Scottish or
Nick.
British?
I think it was
He was British then.
He had the spiky hair.
He
looked like Billy Idol.
Exactly, with black hair.
He had blonde hair.
Billy Idol had blonde hair. I know that.
That's the guy we're talking about.
Had black hair in the real world.
Nope, he had blonde hair. His name was Nick.
In the real world?
Yeah, real world London, he had blonde hair.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the punk rocker dude from Real World London.
Okay, anyways, where are we at in the movie?
You're wrong.
This ain't a real world podcast. What the hell are we talking about? Real world for? What's your favorite season of the Real World?
Oh, God.
I like Real World Road Rules Challenge. But anyways, I'm joking. I don't know what the...
But yeah, they're all... Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, then they actually...
My girl's going to find her horny boy. She like
impaled
pulls open
and
the,
stuff.
The attic door, you know, the one with the steps that come down. She pulls that open and there's
Well,
because
they think it's
dude.
Fake now and stuff like that. But then... Yeah, your girl comes and walks out, and Michael Myers, the real one, comes right up to her,
mm-hmm.
and they're all looking at her at the bottom of the steps.
Well, because she pulls that thing down, and he comes, the kid's body is just laying there all dead.
And doesn't Michael Myers cuts? No, he chops off her head with the knife, and it goes rolling down the steps.
Yeah, she's up the stairs, you know? Screaming.
And they
Nobody
all go, holy
her.
Cripe, you know, and they all just scatter and take off.
He cuts off my girl's head.
But like I said, movie from here, he sneaks off to another room. Yeah. Makes it.
How does that one knife just cut her head completely off, bone and all? No slicing, just one fluid movement cuts it right off.
He's got some good.
Now come on,
he went to
shit.
What's the food industry? He went to school for.
I mean, maybe it's a
so
ginsu,
he can really,
but
ginsu. Get you a ginsu knife.
Ginsu.
It's a ginsu knife. That's an 80s commercial.
You know you're old when you've been on the phone late at night and you say, yes, I'd like to order the Ginsu knife set.
Or the clapper.
The clapper is still
clap
a great
on.
Invention.
Clap off.
Clap you know what? On, when do you not feel like getting up clapper. At night?
Ted's got a clapper in his bedroom because he does not want to get up and turn anything off.
I remember a Simpsons episode where Homer kept doing that and Marge's like, Homer, we don't have a clapper.
Oh, I think they did that in Family Guy too. Yeah,
maybe it was Phil. I don't remember.
Yeah,
Don't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, then Michael, he's going after the others.
He's got another kill scene where he squishes the kid's head
together. Yeah, and blood's coming out of his eyes.
Yeah.
You know, you would think if he could just cut a girl's head off with one little swipe, he could just, like a melon. And get that.
Yeah.
And then who's left? I mean, who's left?
Well, they all end up dying. And get bit.
Yeah.
It's down to the morose girl and Busta Rhymes. And Busta Rhymes is pretty much...
Yeah, it's the morose girl and Busta Rhymes. They're the only ones left.
And he's pretty much
she's getting those
trying
texts,
to save her
you know,
and stuff. Yeah.
He's in the house. He's in the hallway. He's not calling the cops. Why don't they just get out of the freaking house?
Well, didn't they... Well, yeah, she came... She went out on the roof earlier... when he was chasing her, and
that's always the safest place. That's the good mode of exit. Let's go on the roof.
But she could have. I would have jumped, gotten off that roof, and took off down the street. She makes her way back in the house.
Yeah, the token colored guy. She's running around the house. They find him all impaled onto a door.
And Michael Myers' hair is the mask is.
She runs down
too.
In the basement. I mean, I remember that too. She runs.
Yeah,
I mean,
why you would? Why you?
On. out the front door. Didn't Sydney say that in Scream? Instead of running upstairs or downstairs, you run out the stupid front door.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, because I remember she runs down into that pit.
Yeah.
Where the redhead and the music guy were making out. And some of the wall is torn out there, if you remember from when the wall collapsed. And she kind of gets out that way. Or, you know, she starts getting... Where's Busta and all this? Busta's going to start doing some, you know, Sonny Chiba on his ass.
He pops in... He pops in the kitchen when she's down there, the very end scene.
Mm-hmm. I just watched this today, and it is so unremarkable. And I'd seen it before. It's not like it was the only time I saw it.
Aren't they in the kitchen?
Yeah, she gets her hands on like a chainsaw.
Yeah, but where is it? Where are they at? You think is it? Oh, maybe it's like the garage.
Yeah, I think
because it's... I think where he Busta told them to go to. So it's the garage, I think. And she's got a chainsaw, and she's trying to hack him and stuff, and runs out of gas.
And gas starts leak or whatever. I know gas starts leaking out of something.
Right.
Lawnmower or something, and the whole place ends up catching on fire.
Well, and doesn't Busta, or did he before, he jumps in and tries to beat him up again, but this time he does die. He ends up dying, and...
Who? Busta Rhymes?
Busta.
No, he didn't die.
He didn't die?
No, he was at the end. He was at the end talking.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He didn't die. They can't kill Busta.
He was stabbed, though.
Yeah, he got whooped a little bit, but he didn't die. But yeah, she ends up catching the Myers
Hong
house
Kong
on fire.
Fui.
Hong Kong Fui, number one super guy. You guys remember that? That was a great cartoon. Catman Scruthers.
Yeah, the
Scruthers
guy.
Doing the voice.
The guy from Scatman. Shining.
You remember the black guy from Shining?
The janitor guy?
Janitor. He did the voice for this old cartoon
Hong Kong
character.
Fui.
Hong Kong Fui.
Imagine a dog talking like Hong Kong Fui like this. I'm going to go ahead and save myself and get... There's two robbers over
voice.
There. There's two robbers. I'm going to... he had
Number one super guy.
But, oh, my God.
So, yeah, the whole garage or the house, it's all on fire. She's kind of pinned down by some computer equipment, video equipment. And Michael gets up. He's got knife in hand. He's about to go on her. And then Busta...
About to go on her? That is disgusting. Okay.
And then Busta comes in there, takes a shovel, smacks it across his head. It breaks. And he's just got the stick. And he starts doing some...
He goes like this, and Michael Myers throws him against the wall.
Oh, yeah, whoops him. And then,
but he lives, I mean, you know.
Yeah, because they tussle a little bit.
They do tussle.
And
I can't believe we're talking
about
this
movie. Busta Rhymes looks kind of cool, but not that long hair and the dreads and everything. He does look kind of cool.
Yeah.
But he ends up coming to at the last second, pulling some kind of a wire out of some piece of electrical equipment and shocking Michael with it to the point that he backs up. He's stepping in, you know, like wet gas and stuff like that. His hands get caught.
And he throws
some
electrical
wires
cord
on top.
Basically electrocutes
him. Yeah, fries him.
Fries him, yeah.
And that's, and you know, we get to see it all on the screen there, you know, the grainy computer.
It's so good.
He says
this
something.
This is probably the best scene of the movie.
He says something smart-assy, and then...
Yo, fried meat, there, Michael.
Yeah.
You know something? That's probably not what he said.
You know,
but...
like he can't say a sentence without adding, you know, mother effer at the end of it.
Yeah.
And kind of like Samuel Jackson. Any movie he's in, you just expect him to drop the mother effer bomb.
Yeah.
I don't have any respect for him if he doesn't. And then he carries her out of, and the whole house burns to a crisp, all down to the ground.
Yeah, they'll put it back up though. They'll set it up like
a
dollhouse.
Yeah, they'll be all boarded up and
book of cards.
And yeah, the paramedics are working on them.
Gotta love how this
reporters are getting in their face.
This is a guy who's come back to life. He's been always escaped and stuff. And yet they put him in that zipper bag. And where do they take him? They take him to the morgue.
Yep. Yeah.
And I like when they do take him.
Hey, you got a celebrity. It's Michael Myers. And you can tell the doctor's
She's like, oh my God, no way.
No, come on.
I can't do this. And she...
This guy's going to get my ass next. And yeah, she unzips the bag and the eyes open up.
And yeah, so and that's how the movie ends. The eyes go... And that's...
I mean, I just got to say, this is...
Crap.
You know, it's not. It's not a good sequel. One of the worst movies I've had to sit through and talk about here.
It is.
And I'm a fan of Halloween. I like the idea of Halloween.
I do too.
But you
I
know
love
what?
Michael Myers.
After the first one, you're absolutely right. After the first one, the quality goes down severely. There are some that are better than others, but that's all it is. It's just, it's better than bad ones.
Right.
None of
and
them.
And I think us just shaking the
first one.
Oh, without it. And the first one's a classic of all time.
And we've had some fun with this, doing these bad sequels.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd want to do this again.
No, we're going to get some good
maybe
movies.
Maybe we'll do these, you know, like Halloween or Nightmare on Elm Street proper later on.
Ted, there's bad movies that are actually good bad movies.
I got one lined up for Thanksgiving. Get ready for that one.
Yeah. There's some good ones that we can, but a movie
it's
like
really hard
this,
to find Thanksgiving horror movies.
But we found one.
I found one that's so bad. Well, at least the trailer looks so bad.
So bad, it's so good.
We've got,
you know what I'm saying?
And I think, you know, at least this first year that we're doing this, I think like when the holidays come up, we're going to do like a little Halloween, you know, holiday themed one.
Yeah.
Christmas, we're going to kind of do Christmas themed ones.
Yeah.
And,
we got stuff coming up.
You know,
April Fools, we'll do April Fools.
Yeah, you got to do April Fools Day, My Bloody Valentine, Leprechaun, we got to do.
Oh, yeah. For St. Patrick's Day.
There's New Year's Evil for New Year's. There's, you know. So we'll try to do that this first year, but sooner or later we're going to run out of stuff that's halfway decent to do. I don't know.
Oh, there's plenty of horror.
We might have to change it up.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll become like a Little Monsters comedy podcast or something like that.
Wouldn't mind doing some comedy, but anyways, that was Ted. That was a terrible movie. I'm glad we're on to new good movies.
Right.
Near darkness.
No, I just figured like the original ones had been done to death, so I just figured maybe we could put our spin on the bad ones.
Well, what do you think about I want to go over to Season of the Witch a little bit here, we've touched up on a little bit of Halloween's
the franchise
as
a whole,
kind of the franchise as a whole. The Season of the Witch. It's all about the mask. Silver Shamrock type.
Kill all the children.
Like a warlock. Yeah. Basically, it comes down to he's trying to kill all the children on Halloween with the masks.
Spell or something that's going to go through the TV station.
Yeah, and he's got, through the TV station, through Silver Shamrock, when it comes on.
After there's the big horror movie.
On the back of the mask, there's a Silver Shamrock computer thing.
Medallion kind of thing.
There's a scene in there where ladies sees it. Who's in a hotel in the town there of Silver Shamrocks or whatever, and she goes like this, and there's a big blue laser thing hits her in the face, and things comes up and she opens and it's just a bad case, and all these robot guys, because they're robots, I guess, they're artificial and AI, okay, because if you punch them, there's gooey stuff inside of them,
I guess.
So this guy made, who I even forget the guy's name, made them all and stuff. But it comes down to the acting is terrible. Tom Atkinson, who's been in other horror movies we've done, he plays the lead in here, and oh my god,
yeah, he was in Night of the Creeps.
Yeah, Night of the Creeps.
I loved him in Night of the Creeps.
Yeah,
thrill me.
Immediately, the young girl in Season of the Witch ends up just like, you know, her father died. But she immediately, it's like, forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Although she's on a mission to find out the Silver Shamrocks. She really quickly finds out that we got to go to this town and figure out the mask and talk to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But she hooks up with this old guy. He's a doctor. But Tom Atkinson.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm sorry.
Tom gets lucky.
He got lucky because, I mean, this girl's cute. Face young.
Was she a robot in the movie?
She wasn't a robot in the movie.
She was? No? I thought she was a robot. I remember watching it and just not hating it, but it just was. It was what it was.
Oh, and the town goes, everybody get indoors for their curfew. Curfew is up. Everybody needs to go. And meanwhile, the robot got it. So, I mean, in a gist of
it. You know what I remember liking about it? Because I do have some of it at home is the music. The Halloween thing, like, but it's done like
electronic
synthesizer.
Like,
some of the music in it is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you...
But I did I remember the ending pretty vividly where it's like, you know, they didn't take it off all the stations and the movie's left where you don't really know what happens.
Right.
You know, so it's got kind of like that Twilight Zone-ish kind of ending there.
Yeah, if you'd like it for that reason, that's
good. That's all I really remember.
Well, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Because the rest of it's... And the whole toy mask factory... there's a big Stonehenge that they stole. He said it wasn't easy to do.
Probably wouldn't be.
And the robots are chipping, guys are chipping like little pieces to the rock that they're using for the chips that they're doing to control all the people.
Oh, yeah, that's how they do it.
Yeah. So it was just a very odd movie.
The whole franchise is just a mess. Yeah. You got the first couple, then they tried something different with three, and then four was not bad, but then they introduced that whole Thorn curse. Because at like the end of four, I think it's at the end of four or maybe it's the end of five. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But you just see that dark man with the long cloak, you know, whatever, walking around. Right. And, you know, and all of a sudden, Michael's got some little thorny tattoo on his arm. And then in six, no matter if you watch the original version or the producer's cut, you know, they just totally like throw Jamie Lloyd's character away, and it's just lame.
Jamie Lloyd, Jamie Lloyd, Jamie Lloyd Strauss, Lloyd.
That's hard. Curtis. That's hard to do.
It's this movie really rattled us a bit.
The franchise is just a mess. Yeah. And you know, if they're not going to continue on, the way that they did it, you know, like Rob Zombie's, his is done.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I don't. The way that two ended, I don't think you need to go take that any further. So the only thing left to do is either just bring them back and do another lame sequel, or if they're gonna, you know, the popular thing is to reboot, and people get all up in arms or whatever. The kids go to it, you know, because they don't want to watch movies that are, you know, older than 1990. And
some do. I could see, you know, that's why I said Hollywood.
You'd be surprised.
Hollywood's got to get over it, man. Let's just go with good stories and stuff like. And there are some good ones. Crimson Peak, that new Gilmore.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet, but it looks.
It's been getting horrible reviews.
I don't care what people.
But yeah,
say.
I mean, a lot of people are curious about it being, you know, atmospheric and stuff.
Oh, it looks great, and I know.
Like I've heard people describe it as like the Roger Corman, Edgar Allan Poe movies with Vincent Price.
Right.
I'd be curious to go see it. I probably won't end up seeing it until it's on Blu-ray or whatever. Yeah. But because the way that I get out to movies, but I did get out yesterday in the Cleveland area. Here we had Creature from the Black Lagoon one time only. At the Capitol Theater.
Awesome.
In the original 3D, I took my 6-year-old daughter.
Didn't get
and
to go.
We had a great time watching that on a big screen. And I was a little disappointed at first because people were coming in. They were like all older people, you know, that probably saw it when it first came out. Yeah. And nobody was bringing their kids. And then like a couple, like maybe two other couples came in and had some little ones with them. So, but not many people brought the children this, and that's what it's because they made such a big deal when I brought her in.
And those are the biggest things you could like to expose your child to.
Yeah,
is the old black and white
teach
universal.
Them to love the old movies
because it's about monsters, but you know, not gory, not in a killing kind of disturbing way. Yep. It's to. You know, get them enthused, like my daughters, and the monsters.
The first time he jumped out, but she jumped a little. That was cute. And then every time that music would start, I'd always grab her leg a little bit, and she'd look at me and go, "It's not scary."
She'd tell you it's not scary.
But that first one, she jumped at that first part. So that was cool. That made it all worth it.
Oh, I love the old.
But it was totally worth. I took a day off work for it, and it was totally worth. Doing that.
Yeah, I'd say a couple weeks here, and I think we're going to throw in another old black and white movie.
Yeah, we got to get something going.
Yeah. They might not be as popular, which I don't care, because we're doing this for the love of it.
Right.
So we got to get back into some good
Near
stuff,
Dark's man. A good idea for next week. We haven't
Near Dark.
We haven't touched on a vampire movie, I think, since Lost Boys. And we haven't done a werewolf movie, so I'm getting a werewolf movie. We'll do a classic.
Yeah.
And I think we haven't done like a Frankenstein film yet either, so maybe we can throw in Hammer's Curse of Frankenstein at some point.
Sounds good. Yeah, you know, definitely.
Get November all locked in. So here's your crappy movie.
Yeah, take it as it is if you don't agree, you know.
Hope we made it fun for you.
Yeah, hope we made it fun.
Watch it for Katie.
We tried it. Okay, so later.
Later!